കർത്താവിൽ പ്രിയരെ, ഡിയർലി ബിലവഡ് ഇൻ ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്, ഫോർ ദ ബെനിഫിറ്റ് ഓഫ് അവർ യങ് യൂത്ത് ആൻഡ് ചിൽഡ്രൻ, ഐ വുഡ് ബി സ്പീക്കിംഗ് ഗിവിംഗ് മൈ മെസ്സേജ് ഇൻ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എ ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്രിവിലേജ് ആൻഡ് എ ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്ലഷർ ടു ബി വിത്ത് യു ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് ടു വർഷിപ്പ് and praise our Lord. We appreciate all of you calling us to find out our well-being, particularly Kunjumol's health. There are several of you constantly called week after week. Thanks for your prayers. Kunjumol, or your auntie or amama, she's doing okay, nothing worse, and she is managing very well personally with some help. She is thrilled to go to Marthoma Church, and she wanted to come. Of course, I also wanted to come and see all of you and wish you all the best. I thank Achan for this graciously consenting me and giving me the opportunity to share the word of God with you. Achan has been here only 2 months, and as usual for all of us, it is not a time to judge him. Give him the benefit, support him, strengthen him, so that he would be blessed to do the ministry that he was assigned here in the Detroit parish and also in the diocese. I wish Achan and Kochamma all the best for your ministry here. Another incentive for me to worship today is our Chako Achan. Chako Achan and I occasionally talk, and one of the incentives was that I recently published a book about the origins of the universe, life and the species, completely rejecting 160 years of Darwin's theory, which is a myth and a hoax. With the scientific evidence, it is a big book, both reference in science and theology, relating every scientific discovery that has been made of the universe, life, and the multitude of species, connected it with verse after verse, and amazingly, that reference book, which has about 1,040 pages, believe it or not, Achan finished reading it. Bless you, Achan. As the way he has put his black vest, while I was sitting there, I was thinking that if he had the turban of C. Rajagopalachari, the Vice President of India, you would look particularly like him. May God bless you. With that introduction, I want my young friends here sitting to have your Bible. What I am going to speak to you today is from the 2 verses, one verse from the epistle that was read here from Hebrews. Read Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 4. Anyone, loud it, loud and clear.
God also testified it to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed among, according to his will.
Continue.
Oh.
One more verse.
So, oh, 5?
Yeah. Point.
But there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for.
That's fine. Thank you. Another verse. Galatians 5, chapter 1. I'm sorry, verse 1. Galatians 5, verse 1.
Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself
Let us pray. Lord, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come this morning to offer our praises and worship. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings thou hast showered upon us. Thank you for thy mercies which sustained us. As we gathered here to hear your word, may the words I speak and the meditations be harbored in our hearts. May it be acceptable to you, our Lord and Rock and Redeemer. Amen. The two verses I read or asked to read, one from the epistle, and one part of that verse is, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Itra valiya raksha nam ganyamakkada poyal engane thetti oliyum. To combine with that one, I also asked to read Galatians 5:1. Swadandrithanayittu Christu namme swadandrararaki agayal adil urachu nilpin adimanugathil pinneyum kudungi pogarathu. Anybody know what is the importance of the past few days for us as Marthamites and Americans? Anybody remembers? We all celebrated July 4th, right? American Independence Day. Those of you who are sitting here, you are Americans, you are Indians, and you are Christians. Not necessarily in that order. But the country which where God placed us, that is your primary place of residence. That is why I said you are Americans. Our heritage is from India, so you are Indians. And we worship the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so we are Christians. Based on these three points, I would like to give you what is the real freedom. When we are talking about freedom, you need to consider three important things. One, political freedom. Two, religious freedom. And three, freedom in Christ. Let me very briefly run you through what is political freedom, what is religious freedom, and what is the essence of freedom in Christ. Do you know the first nation God ever organized as a political nation in history? If I wait for your answer, I would be standing here for a long time, which I don't want to do. Israel was the first nation that God organized to give them political freedom. From Sunday school, we have learned. He commissioned Moses and asked him to go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And through wonders, miracles, he organized and led them through dry land in the Red Sea and through the wilderness, asking them and taking them across Jordan River, giving them the land he promised, the promised land, and they organized as a nation of Israel. I told that you are Americans. Do you know the American Freedom Independence that we celebrated 2 days ago? For us, American independence is not much, except the children born to us and our grandchildren here. For we adults, America is the green box that we can multiply by 70. Don't blame me for telling the truth. When I am on the pulpit, I will only speak the truth. Truth may sometimes hurt. This country was founded on faith. And it was the 243rd Independence Day that was celebrated. Lot of lives were lost. But no nation wants to be under the rule of another nation. America was under British tyranny. And on July 4, 13 colonies declared independence. But you know history? After July 4, 1776, the Revolutionary War for Independence continued for another 7 years. George Washington, the first president, found that his army was defeated. Philadelphia was the capital at that time. British army captured Philadelphia and the Independence Hall, and he retreated back to Valley Forge with all his 100,000 to 200,000 army. On one December night in the freezing, frigid cold, while his army is resting in the tent, he went outside and prayed, "Lord God, you brought our forefathers into this land to give us freedom, to worship freely, but now we are being defeated. I entrust my nation into thy hand. Help us to secure our freedom." And within the next 6 months, British army was defeated and America became independent. I told you, are Indians. Do you know India was under the British rule for 335 years, beginning with East India Company that came in 1612? And with the freedom movement of Mahatma Gandhi, India became free on August 15th, 1947. Liberating people is political freedom. Let me come to my second point. No nation wants to be under the thumb or the rule of anyone. All nations belong to God, and God organized the territories for every inhabitant on this earth. Some of us happen to be in the United States. Some of us happen to be in India, Africa, Australia, in any part. Bhoomiyamadinte poornathayum Yehovaykkullathre. Now, what is the religious freedom? Religious freedom, it is because of the religious freedom that you are sitting in these pews today and worshiping without fear. That is religious freedom. All nations were asked to worship. And I told you, Israel, Moses was commanded to take and give them freedom. But do you know why he was? God asked. The answer is in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Lord tells Moses, "You go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go so that they can worship freely." Whether it is a political freedom, liberated from the thumb of another ruler, God wants you to worship. Let my people go, and let the nation be led by godly principles. And as I speak, think about every nation that you know, every nation that you hear every day in the news, every nation that you are familiar with. Are they running according to God's law and God's principle? Is our Kerala running according to God's law? Is India being run by according to God's law? Is America being run by God's law? Since 2016 November 5 election, I haven't heard even a word of truth from the White House. Not a single word. I haven't heard a single word of truth from the politicians that support. Political freedom is to organize a nation so that without any inhibition, we can freely do what the law of each state allows or each country allows, and we can worship freely. Religious freedom is not for religiosity. മതത്തിൻ്റെ പേരിൽ ചില കാര്യങ്ങളൊക്കെ കാട്ടിക്കൂട്ടാനല്ല റിലിജിയസ് വർഷിപ്പ്. റിലിജിയസ് ഫ്രീഡം ഈസ് ടു വർഷിപ്പ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഓൾ മൈറ്റി ഹു ഹാസ് സസ്റ്റെയിൻഡ് യു ആൻഡ് ഹു ഗിവ്സ് യു ഓൾ ദ ബെനിഫിറ്റ്സ്. ലെറ്റ് മീ കം ടു ദ തേർഡ് പോയിന്റ്. ഫ്രീഡം ഇൻ ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. ഹൗ മെനി നേഷൻസ് ആർ ഹാപ്പി ടുഡേ? Because they are free of the bondage or tyranny of another country. How many religions are happy today and enjoying the real freedom? We are all Christians, I told you, right? We are all Christians. We sing, stand up for Jesus. Soldiers of Christ. What is happening in the name of religion with the Orthodox Church and the Jacobite Church? You all are watching, most of you, Surya, Asianet, and you can hear. What kind of a freedom in Christ do they have? You all hear the scandal of the Catholic Church. What kind of a freedom in Christ they have? You all know what is happening to some of the independent churches and the leaders, charismatic leaders, who have 10,000, 10,000, 20,000, even 100,000 audience, television audience, and they collect the tithe, asking and getting, and most of the money, instead of going to God's work, is going for litigations and settling the abuse cases. What kind of freedom is that? But Christ set us free. Don't be yoked again under slavery. Do you get what I am connecting? Are you following what I am connecting, the points? We want political freedom. We want religious freedom. Religious freedom and political freedom are nothing if we don't have the freedom in Christ. If you have the freedom in Christ, you organize your life, your attitude, your behavior, and you will provide national leaders so that the nation can be led in God's way. What are the problems of the nations that we face? What are the problems of India today? What are the problems of America today? In one word, godlessness. ദൈവമില്ലാഴികയുടെ പ്രവർത്തനങ്ങൾ മാത്രം കൊണ്ട് നാം അനുഭവിക്കുകയാണ്. And religion and church is kind of very passive about it. How many prophets do you see? How many evangelists speak vehemently opposing this falsehood and falsification? Do we need really freedom? Yes. I don't want to live in a country where that country is ruled by another country. I don't want to live in a country where I don't have the freedom to walk into a church. And I must have religious freedom. But coming and sitting in this pew, does it make? We are Christians. Unless you and I have a personal relationship with God through the cross of Calvary, there is no freedom for you and me. We can come and fill the pew. We can do whatever we are supposed to be doing. But our personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, the shed blood on Calvary, is that what set you free? You know, when we are working in a community, there would be a lot of attitude problem, individuality problem, etc. I told several Achans who come to minister in this place that all Marthama people who come to the church are well and good. They obey the Achans, they obey the Kalpanas, they do what they can do. But in a bunch always there would be, in a basket of apples, there would always be one or two. That's all what it needed to spoil the spiritual atmosphere and the standard growth. But we need to come out of it because Christ has set us free, and that freedom should liberate us so that we worship together, forgive each other, forget past, and go forward as Apostle Paul taught us. ഞാൻ നല്ല പോലെ പൊരുതു ഓട്ടം. നമ്മുടെ അമ്മച്ചിമാരൊക്കെ പറഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ട് ഞാൻ നല്ല പോലെ പൊരുതെന്ന്, അപ്പച്ചന്മാരോടൊക്കെ. ആ ഓട്ടമല്ല, നമ്മുടെ അപ്പച്ചന്മാരെ നല്ലവണ്ണം അവർക്ക് കൊടുത്തിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഇപ്പോഴത്തെ അപ്പച്ചന്മാർ ഇരിക്കുന്ന ആളുകൾ കൊടുത്തിട്ടുണ്ടെന്നുള്ളതിന് വലിയ സംശയമൊന്നുമില്ല. വൺ തിങ് ഐ ക്യാൻ ടെൽ യു ലേഡീസ്, ഇഫ് യു ക്യാൻ പ്രൊട്ടക്ട് മീ ബിഫോർ ഐ ഗെറ്റ് ഔട്ട്, ബിഫോർ ഐ വിൽ, ഇഫ് our women had the freedom, or if they used that freedom as the Western women, 85% of we would have been wifeless today. 85% of us would have been wifeless today. Thank God they have the patience to take our anger, our shouting. Thank you, ladies. God bless all of you. But protect me while I go out, because these guys would be not liking that. I tell the truth. Mahatma Gandhi once said, I am a Hindu, I am a Buddhist, I am a Jew, I am a Christian. But to the Christians he said, listen carefully, I like your Christ very much, but I wish you Christians were like Christ. A Hindu must be able to see that we are Christians because we are freed from the bondage, and that is the freedom in Christ. That is the message I want to give you. One final point as Marthoma Christians. Do you know what was the importance of July 3rd here, 3 days ago? Somebody mentioned. It was St. Thomas Day, the feast of St. Thomas. Very important for Kerala Christians, but many of them do not even remember it. What is that day? July 3rd, AD 72, Apostle Thomas martyred in Madras or Mylapur, which is now St. Thomas Mount. Why did he come there in a heathen country 2,000 years ago? He brought the message of the gospel. He sown the seeds of faith, the message of the gospel. And if he hadn't come and gave his life, you know what you and I would have been today? You and I would have been Hindus or Muslims or godless people. That is what St. Thomas did. He came, spread the gospel, so we can claim to be freed. My time is up. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Achan. My dear friends, live the rest of your life as a freed man and a freed woman, freed youth, freed child, in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless all of us.